remember how bundling debts got the economy into a lot of trouble? Well, the bundling's back.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Labor Department said new claims for unemployment benefits fell by 42,000 last week, ahead of tomorrow's all-important January employment report. And that's just one sign that the economy could be coming back, at least on the jobs front. As for investors, they seem to be getting in on the recovery spirit, too. More of them are buying securities. It was mortgage-backed securities, you'll remember, that poisoned a lot of bank balance sheets when they went sour. That helped spark the financial crisis, and then nobody bought securities anymore. But that's changing. Anusha Srivastav reports on credit markets for Dow Jones Newswire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Remind us a little bit about what a security is. What are we talking about here?
Are bonds that are backed by loans that people take out on, say, cars, or they could be for education, they could be for houses, they could be for commercial property. So if you buy a car and you take a loan for it, all the loans are bundled together and sold as a bond or a security to an investor.
Isn't that what got us into so much trouble in the first place a few years back?
Yes, but those were bonds that were backed by loans for houses. Those are for mortgages, like residential mortgages. These are bonds that are backed either by commercial property or for consumer stuff like cars and equipment, credit card debt. These are not the bonds that got us into trouble.
Now, why is this market coming back now, Anusha?
It's simple. If you have the collateral, which is if you have cars to sell and people to buy them who then take out loans to buy the vehicles, then you'll have more bonds. So if there are people who are interested in buying more commercial property and take out loans on them, then you can bundle them into these securities.
So what does that mean then for the economic recovery?
It means that people are buying more cars, more equipment. They are taking on debt on their credit cards, possibly to buy things to furnish their homes. So it is a sign that people are looking to buy, which is a good thing.
Anusha Srivastav with Dow Jones Newswire, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are slightly lower right now. The S&P off about a tenth of a percent. The NASDAQ a fraction of a percent as well. The Dow is flat at 12,041. The government said today factory orders rose in December and productivity was also up. Viacom said this morning its profit dropped last quarter. One of its companies, Paramount Pictures, isn't selling very many DVDs these days. So late yesterday, Viacom cut a deal to allow popular programs such as The Daily Show onto the website Hulu.com. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Comedy Central shows like The Daily Show and The Colbert Report are actually returning to Hulu.com. Parent company Viacom had pulled them but reconsidered. The new deal puts the shows on the website but with ads. Robert Thompson watches the entertainment industry at Syracuse. He also watches a lot of TV.
Things like The Daily Show are one of the, you know, very, very desirable products to see the next day on the internet. The Daily Show, unlike something like Lost, doesn't need to be seen on a big screen.
Even if a big screen is the small screen in your living room. Viacom's hit Jersey Shore will also be online, but 21 days later. Thompson says it's all part of a migration to on-demand programs when people want it. Yes, online is integrating with on TV, but it's early, he says. In the end, will this strategy make a winner of Hulu? Who knows? I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. By Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com.
Germany's DAX tracks the goings-on at the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. Well, turns out that exchange is in for some major changes. Marketplace's David Brancaccio is tracking how the economy is evolving for our series Economy 4.0, and he's filed this report from Frankfurt.
On the trading floor of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, I see no yelling or wild gesticulating. It's the hushed intensity of a master control room with traders arranged in computer-lined bull rings. The dominant sound is this. Electronic tiles flip through rapidly changing stock prices on the scoreboards overhead. Financial journalist Bernard Uniman has an office across the courtyard from this trading floor.
German Stock Exchange decided that this is a good marketing instrument. You have more television stations on the gallery than you have really traders on the floor.
The main work of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange is really miles away in an even more space-age facility where we find Rainer Ries, a managing director at the German Exchange.
Today, the Frankfurt floor is predominantly connected to German banks and brokerages.
Ries is preparing for the big day in May when engineers here will flip a switch and much of Europe will get instant electronic access to the 10,000 stocks and other financial instruments that trade here.
All 250 members in 19 countries will be able to trade directly. So most banks and brokerages from throughout Europe will have a direct connection and can send orders to the Frankfurt Stock Exchange more easily.
Old way. Hi, Hans in Frankfurt. This is Javier in Madrid. A client wants Volkswagen stock. What's your price? The new way, Javier hits a button.
In the future, what will happen is actually that a Spanish bank can directly enter the trade, will immediately see the execution on their screen, and can electronically inform their customer in Spain.
Or Sweden, Italy, most of Europe electronically. Does this mean they'll shut down the trading floor where human beings have been part of stock trading since 1896? No. There will still be some humans on the floor who can intervene in the digital chain of events so things are orderly and the prices are right. Plus, they need something for those TV cameras. In Frankfurt, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
The fast food company Yum Brands said profits rose, thanks especially to KFC sales at restaurants in China. Maybe it was their latest TV ad campaign that brought the masses in. The spot is a spoof on President Obama's 2008 campaign. Change, the fake president says, for you, for your stomach, for a better taste. And then a giant KFC fried fish sandwich lands on top of him. KFC pulled the spot and said it meant no disrespect. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, tweeting at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Millions of workers in China are heading home for the Chinese New Year, but for the factories they work for, it could well be the long goodbye.
The challenge for us is really see how to foresee people operate left to hometown, whether they will be back or not.
I'm Bob Moon, Home Sweet Home, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.